This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Eagles are 2-for-4 on third downs. They have to get inside the 10 for a first down. Back goes McKee. He's firing, and it's intercepted. Coming out with it to the 10, 15, 20. Still on his feet is Reeves across the 30 and finally brought down.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Eagles go down yesterday to the Washington Commanders, a game they could have won, chose not to play their starters. I supported it before the week started. I'm okay with it yesterday. I'm not mad at Sirianni for not putting his starters out there. I'm not mad that he didn't put them out there at halftime. The decision was made. I lived with it. Would it be better to be the two? Sure. But I don't think this appreciably changes the Eagles' path or chances to go get back to a Super Bowl. But here yesterday, we did get to see a full game of Tanner McKee, our first one since the preseason.
Tanner time.
What did you think? I think we could collectively say it wasn't great, right? I mean, it just wasn't great. Now, the matter of did you think it was okay? Did you think it was poor? What did you think as you watched Tanner?
Well, it was a lot. Like, his stat line was 21 for 40.
Yeah.
241 yards, one TD, one interception.
Yeah,
he had a QBR
good.
Of 22.4.
Not good.
I honestly, when I looked at it, the first thing that jumped out to me was the pass rush and how they got pressure on him immediately. As a former defender, when you get to a quarterback that early, it's kind of hard for him to concentrate and be what you want him to be. And I think back to a lot of times where when he did play well, he was getting the ball out on time and he could see his receivers and he was hitting them in stride. Man, I'm watching the game, and I'm not going to lie, I was laughing because he was under duress the whole game.
Sure was.
And he was trying to maintain his poise and his composure. But, man, I'm telling you, as a former defender, that's hard to do. When you got guys breathing down your neck and coming straight down the pipe, because it was one time where he dropped back and he had pressure right up the middle, and Devontae was on a crossing route, right, and he had to hurry up and throw. He couldn't even let Devontae get into his break really well because he had to deliver the football, and when he delivered it, Joe, damn near broke his hand because the defender was right there. That is like, I understand what everybody else saw. And you're okay for thinking that way. I heard what Jaws said, and a tremendous amount of respect for Jaws. Jaws played the position. But as a defender, when I see that, I'm like, damn, he ain't right. Because he's afraid. And it's okay to be afraid at quarterback. Because if you sit your butt back there and get hit from the blind side and then have to wonder whether or not these guys are going to hold up all day, that's a long day. Especially when you're getting – it's not like you're getting pressure from one area. You were getting pressure up the middle, off the left side, the right side. So you're under siege all day. So I think under those circumstances, when I look at that stat line, it wasn't bad. Wasn't great. Wasn't great. But to be put in a situation where you're asked to throw the ball 40 times and you're throwing the ball 40 times with that offensive line and you have a 241-yard, one TD, one interception day, That ain't bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was bad. It wasn't good. I thought he missed some throws he's got to make.
No, he did that, all of that.
Yeah, if he's going to make it as a competent quarterback, when guys are open by the sidelines, he's got to hit them.
But
right?
I just think it's kind of crazy to say, hey, got these big-ass dudes about to, you know, give you a backyotomy. Go on here. You got to make that play.
Out.
About to blow that thing completely out.
That's the fourth time you said it today. I do think the evaluation is incomplete, though. He played with all the backups against starters. And we can laugh at the Commanders. I mean, we can laugh. Teron Payne's a real player, right? Like, Frankie Louvu's a real player.
They had a lot of injuries, too, though. On their team.
But they had real NFL defensive players against no real – I mean, who's the most real player? Bigsby? That he played with? I mean, none on the offensive line. I guess Dotson is the most real, you know, kind of competent NFL player. So you add it together. I'm not shocked it went this way for him.
But, like, past the fact that they rested the starters, I think the reason they lost that game in the game was because of Tanner McKee.
I don't think
he played well. I mean, the interception was bad. He forced that.
Yep.
And I thought he missed open guys and, like, easy throws.
Was it Granson on the last drive? On the fourth down and the sideline?
Yeah.
He was wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bad throw.
I mean, He was missing. He was inaccurate. I just think Tanner played badly.
I do wonder, and I mean, I understand why they took him out. He looked way better with Devontae in there, right? Like, I mean, he just was throwing the ball to him easy. Boom, three catches in a row. If he has a Devontae in the whole game, does it look different? Probably does. He's not targeting Granson and all those guys. Let's hear from Jaws after the game, his evaluation of Tanner's start yesterday.
We just didn't play good football. We realized a lot about our backups. I thought Tanner McKee he started out well, but he made a ton of mistakes. A terrible throw down in the middle field for an interception. Threw the fourth down play out of bounds. Scrambled from the pocket far too often rather than staying in the pocket and moving in the pocket, but that's not his strength. So I think, you know, all the talk about maybe Tanner McKee, you know, second-round pick if you want to trade him, all those things, I don't think that's going to happen. We saw why he's not on the field and why Jalen Hurts is the quarterback at number one.
Yeah, so I one part I'll disagree with Jaws on. I don't think yesterday changed much about Tanner McKee.
It all depends on how you looked at it.
Yeah, it's one game, though. Like, it's one game with all the backups. If teams thought in the preseason he could be a starter and that they would give up, you know, whatever kind of pick for him, is one game with backups going to change the opinion of the whole league? I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't. Like I said, I the way I saw it, he didn't play well, but he wasn't as bad as people made it out to be, in my opinion.
Yeah. I was hoping for more, but I didn't think he was horrendous. Just not good. He just wasn't good yesterday. Let's go to J Dog in Douglasville. Hey, J Dog.
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
Hey, J Dog, what's up?
Not too much. Yeah, just wanted to couple points, yeah. And let's get it straight, Joe. I mean, I'm not here to pick on you, but you were the one that was basically talking about having McKee replace Jalen Hurts. So I'm just saying.
Well, but J-Dog, to be specific, I was talking about what he would look like with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jordan Mailata and the whole offensive line. Like, yesterday was not apples to apples.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, but you saw the difference. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, but J-Dog, shouldn't there be a big difference? One is a $50 million player, and one is a sixth-round pick that has started once in the NFL. There should be a huge difference.
I agree, but I think that, you know, we saw that Jalen, you know, how good he is. I'm saying I like Tanner. He's going to be a great quarterback. I mean, his stock hasn't gone down. But I think everyone thought he was going to play a lot better, and, you know, there, you could just see what he would have been doing as a, you know, opposed to Jalen. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know that.
I don't think that. I don't think it's fair to make that assessment under the circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, J-Dog, Jalen's better. I mean, Jalen should be better. I'm just saying yesterday didn't do anything for me. Like, I don't, the bottom line is if Jalen plays well, he's the quarterback. I'm just saying when Jalen was playing poorly, I did wonder about Tanner behind the real offensive line with the starters. I mean, nothing yesterday changed that for me. I mean, that's just my way I think. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And so, yeah, just other points here. I'll be honest. I don't know about you guys. I'm very concerned about this game. I don't know. You know, I'm going to circle it again. I said it from the beginning. I really hope I'm wrong. But I really think you made a major mistake when you kept Kevin Petola. This guy is the weak link. And I don't know how we're going to move the ball, and I'm very concerned. Unless you run the ball, and obviously you could see that Saquon is definitely a little – he's just a little tired, I think, from last year. And if you don't run Tank Bigsby and you don't control the tempo, this team here – I mean, this is the big boys here. This is the big boy team. And you're matching up, what's his name, Seva, with Kevin Pitullo, and he is completely well out of his league. And this team matches up against us. They're going to move McCaffrey everywhere in the world against us. And I'm telling you right now, I don't have a good feeling. I think we're overconfident. I think that Kevin Pitullo has met his match. I hope I'm wrong, that we're going to get exposed here on Sunday. I just think that it's the end. Kevin Pitullo should have been replaced in the beginning. I don't know how you guys think we're going to go to a Super Bowl and win all these games and on the road with Pitullo. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, realistically, I want to be as a fan, but there's just no, I don't see
it. Well, there is a way. I mean,
there's a way. Yeah. And the way would be Jalen Hurts is going to have to run to death and run forever. And that's not good because we don't want this guy getting hurt. But if Jalen Hurts doesn't run, then and we don't run the ball, I have no confidence in Kevin Pitullo. I mean, we can't get first downs. The only reason why we've been really winning games is we've been relying on our defense.
Yes.
Pure and simple.
Yeah, J-Dog, you're right about that, and that's going to have to continue. As far as this game, and J-Dog, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Salah's good, but personnel-wise, they're all banged up. They don't have the players they used to have. Again, if Nick Bosa was still healthy, right? They also lost their first-round pick. I think Mikel Williams was his name, defensive end from Georgia. If they had Bosa and Mikel Williams and Fred Warner, then I'd be worried. They don't have play. The Eagles should score points. I know everyone thinks Pitullo is a fool. They should score points on Sunday. I mean, it's just the bottom line. They have better players on the offensive side than the 49ers have on the defensive side. Our Twitter poll today, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did Sirianni make a mistake not playing the starters yesterday? Interesting results on this. 58% say
no.
No. 42% yes. What do you make of those? You think the same people that just wanted him to do it like I did, so they're okay with it? It's interesting because you would think more people would say, yeah, it didn't work. Obviously a mistake.
Well, I think they were resigned to let him rest. I think they're looking at the bigger picture. And they're looking at, you know, the possibility of going back to back, going to California. So I think that's what they're looking at.
Well, they would have had a better chance if they got the 2 seed.
Yeah.
I mean they would.
You know, but here's the thing.
Well, I mean, I think
and this is the thing,
two home games is better than one.
Depends on who you play.
And I think that people, honestly, when they thought about it, they were okay with it until it actually happened.
I agree with that.
And when it started to happen, people were upset because Detroit jumped out quick.
Yeah, they were up 16-0.
Yeah, and Chicago fought back. But I think the narrative changed as we were in the stadium and people were watching the game. Because like I said, I had a chance to watch Rhea. Great time watching the game with Rhea. And Rhea was locked into the game we were watching. But then she would walk back and she would look at the screen to see what was going on. And I was like, so wait a minute. Because I was rooting for Chicago.
Why?
Because I had money on the game.
What are you doing? We're trying to get the 2 seed.
Well, I wasn't, because at that point, I wasn't thinking about it like that, to be
That's
totally honest.
That's all we were thinking.
No, I wasn't thinking.
What are we going to do with this guy?
Wait a minute. Can I finish? No. May I please be allowed to finish?
When I was thinking, rooting for Chicago, and you just like move on from that?
Full disclosure.
Because if you parlay.
Okay.
I don't care about the fans.
Me and Harper had a parlay, my son, me and him, and he picked Chicago.
Okay, I can forgive him.
Right, well, then we have beef with Harper.
Yeah.
What are you doing over here?
But I went into the game thinking that, okay, this Commodores team is not that good. We're not playing our starters, but we got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a shot. So I thought we would win. But I wasn't sure because the reason why I bet for Chicago, because I'm like, we're not in control of that anyway. But then when it started to switch and Detroit came out and was playing well, I was like, dang.
This guy watching his pocket over here for his parlay.
Hey, and you know what? Didn't hit on none of them. I just made some donations this week.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot with the sports books. I mean, that's
I made a lot.
That's your life as a gambler.
Yeah, I made a lot of
donations. Your that charity one case over 8-leg parlay 2 seasons ago.
Listen, when I tell you, I did not hit on nothing. Only thing, you know, the only
you've been subsidizing the sports books.
The only bet y'all want to hear the bet that I'm waiting for that I hope that's gonna cash in.
What
for
do
me.
You got?
You do you really want to hear this?
Yes, sure. We do.
Jalen Hurts, regular season MVP.
Yeah,
that one died.
I mean, it's over.
Yeah,
I mean,
they should
that
move
one,
that
one died a long.
You know,
time
the settled tab. They just moved that one over soon.
Hey, listen, that one died on the vine. That would have been $46. That I donated a lot yesterday.
Yep.
Tanner McKee, he did, like, I had a parlay. Eagles didn't cover the spread, obviously.
They lost.
They didn't cover the spread.
Obviously.
It's a great insight.
Darius Cooper did score a touchdown. But I had Tanner McKee for over 150 yards.
You hit that?
Then the Tanks Bigsby one. I hit that one.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
Didn't hit the Miami one. Didn't hit that one.
What are you betting on Miami for?
I was betting the longs. Man, dude, you know how much bread I would have got if I had hit that one?
Well, when you bet on all the teams
you wonder
that don't
why
win.
Yeah. They're offering you that much money if it hits. it's not going to happen.
Then I get the Bears did me. The Bears in Miami did me, so I lost on that one.
You know, I would suggest maybe not betting on 14-point underdogs like the Dolphins or whatever they were.
Maybe just take the playoffs off.
And Atlanta Falcons didn't cover the spread.
Well, their coach got fired. All right, let's go to Frank at Galloway. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Bear?
Hey, listen. I look at things more – try to look at things more objectively. Mm-hmm. Do you realize they're the last – they got the least amount of points per game in the whole NFC going into playoffs?
Talking about the defense?
No, the offense.
Got the least – oh, you mean talking about as far as – yeah, because everybody else got like 30.
Yeah, they're
like
30. They're last. They're sixth.
21. They're 20. I keep telling Joe 21 points, man. That's all we need, 21.
Well, so what if we're San Francisco 23?
Well, then we're going to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We got a strong defense.
Also, we are ahead of Carolina. You excluded them. There is a seventh playoff team. We're ahead of the Panthers.
That's right.
Got it.
My bad. So, I don't know. I think that they should have went for the two seed. I mean, the home field advantage is huge. I mean, the chance of getting somebody key hurt on the last day, and then you lose. You know, I think there was a lot of talk before one time somewhere about how much does 1 week off really do as far as momentum, and it's not all that, you know, a big advantage. I mean, I think they should have went for the two seed. I'm sorry. But you go in with a win. You go in on a roll, more of a roll anyway, and you get that second home game is big. I mean, you're going into the – I don't know. I just think it's huge.
I think a lot of people agree with you, Frank. I mean, here – and good, Frank, we appreciate the phone call. Two things. One, I think we're saying this – because we're upset today, right? And then Frank may have had that opinion before the game, but people are upset today because they lost the game and we blew the chance of the two seed. But I said this earlier, I'll say it again. Would you rather be the two seed but have a starter or two out? I wouldn't. I mean, like yesterday, they lost players to injury. Now, I know those players are not as important as the other guys, right? So we're not like losing sleep today over Calcaterra. We hope he's okay, but like he got hurt. Toth had to go to the injury tent. He got hurt. I mean, they had a few guys that got hurt in that game. What if those players are Dallas Goedert, who's been injury prone, Cam Jurgens. Like, then how will we feel today?
You take that chance every time you go out down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you.
But I think Sirianni would be getting skewered for that. I do.
I mean, there's a good chance you're right. But, again, you take a chance every time you walk out there on the field. And you know, there's a time, like as a player, normally you feel like if you make it past that first month of the season, you'll probably make it through the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's that. I know you're trying to get guys back and everything, but if you're going to play, you cannot go out there thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Also, are we scared of going to Chicago in 2 weeks? I'm not really scared of that
After
game.
The physical beating they put on us here. Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. I didn't even think we were going to get there for a week. He was already admitting he's scared
of
the Bears.
I would be afraid, you know. Not me personally, because if I was playing.
You already said it. You'd be afraid.
I'm just saying, me personally, you know.
What happened to the Hugh Douglas that took out Jim Miller?
I'm afraid of going to Chicago? I have a tremendous track record as an old head in Chicago.
You do.
You had a good old head in Chicago. I had a nice little run. But when I talk about this team, there's some, schematically, there are some things that bother that I would be concerned about.
I'm going to make a prediction right now.
What you got?
If the Eagles play the Bears next round, the Eagles are going to be the favorite. They're going to be a road favorite in Chicago.
Hmm.
Green Bay's a road favorite in Chicago.
I know, and the Eagles are better than the Packers. I'm not scared of the Bears.
Do you want to hear a shot Ben Johnson took at the Eagles yesterday?
Oh, did he? Let's hear this.
One, I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football.
Tough guy. Let's hold that for next week. I mean, it's gonna be a big one.
Also, yeah, you lost, by the way, too.
He left that part out. Some teams try and
lose. Congrats. Yeah. You still lost.
He did get the 2 seed, though. He has the upper
By
hand.
By accident.
It was. Well, I mean, the 2 seed was really decided, I guess, on Black Friday.
Yeah.
That game decided because they finished tied. Yeah, I would have rather had the second home game. We all would have. There is a path, though. I mean, if the Packers beat the Bears, we're home next week anyway. So it might not even be that big of a deal. Let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. Hey, John.
All right. Hi, John. All right, I got just a couple of things. I'm going to run and take it real quick.
Okay.
Now, all in listening to this controversy for the last 6-7 weeks
mm-hmm.
about the passing. Now, I want to give Mr. Douglas a loud cheer for what he just explained about how the game went yesterday with the quarterback. I mean, that's a sports announcer giving you the truth. No messing around.
A modern-day John Madden, they call him. Yeah.
Now listen. We know that Jalen is an excellent athlete. The man is an athlete. There's no question about it.
Yes.
Now, with that kind of quarterback, you got to run a certain type of system. And we also heard from you guys put experts on from time to time that he has a problem throwing over the middle.
Yes, I think that's fair to say.
I mean, that's true, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
We also heard that he doesn't like to run that much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a quarterback that's an excellent athlete that does all the things that a quarterback like him can do. Now, we know that this Trevor guy is not the athlete that Jalen's ever going to be, okay? But remember when Wentz got hurt?
Yes.
He was running and stuff. Who took his place?
Nick Foles.
Was he an athlete?
Not really.
Was he similar to Trevor, the type of quarterback I'm talking about? Again, now I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady, but was Tom Brady an athlete?
Not really.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, that's the kind of quarterback you got to be able to pick your first, second, and third. Even in high school when I played quarterback, now we're going back 60 years. I'm older than dirt, okay? Listen, we always had a safety valve if you're primary receiver. Now, we never had 3 receivers back then to look for. But, I mean, you know, there's just a little bit of a problem here. Now, when we played the Cowboys, you know the Cowboys lost to the Giants yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now they were supposed to be 32nd or something in pass defense.
Sure.
And then the team, Chicago, was supposed to be down in the drain in pass defense. Mm-hmm. What did we haven't done nothing.
We didn't throw well against them.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, when you put guys in the game, now, I mean, I played. I played that, and I played semi-pro football. I played this and that and the other back then. But, you know, you're resting. We mean it's resting. The number two spot, you're talking about home games. There's not even a question about that.
Well, it was a little bit.
This is an athletic event. What's this resting stuff all about?
Keep them healthy. How they want
now,
to keep
you know
them healthy.
Who got hurt yesterday?
Trevor, by the way.
Two people. that never played that much. Not the guys that will be arrested, okay? They're the guys that don't play and get in a game. That's the guys that get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the guys
that
are playing.
But that could have
week.
Been Dallas Goedert. I mean, it could have been.
It could have been Dallas Goedert, but it wasn't
because he wasn't playing.
Plays all the time. You know how to fall. You're getting the bangs. You're in a thing. Listen, it was 15-16 nothing. That second place makes a big deal. You're playing every game to win. You're trying to get in the best spot to get to the Super Bowl, and that was thrown away. Somebody's making a lot of excuses.
Well, I don't think it's excuses. I think it's just philosophy. I mean, John, we appreciate the phone call. Just my philosophy is different than yours,
excuses.
And Nick Sirianni's with me. I mean, that's all.
I'm hearing that word a lot.
Anybody
gotta make, hey, listen, for all the people that listen, anybody got to make no excuses for the way somebody played. I call it the way that I see it. And I didn't see it the way
Yeah, you didn't think Tanner played as poorly as some people did.
I don't think he played as poorly. And if you don't understand that, that's fine. I don't understand that. To disagree. But it's like – that was the first thing that jumped out to me. Was like, damn, they're getting after him. They got after him quick.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with what the frustration is, right? So obviously the last call is very upset. We're this scared of going to Chicago next week? The Bears, who might be one of the weakest two seeds I've seen in a long time? I mean, they're good, and I know they beat us. And I got Douglas over here saying he's scared of the Bears next week. The Bears,
let me tell you, with the game that I remember. I'm sorry if y'all don't remember.
I remember it.
They came out and they just went all up and down the field. It was kind of like
couple things. We were on a short week. We're not going to be on a short week. Probably not going to be a short week.
That sounds like an excuse.
No, I'm giving you facts. It was a short week for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And
a little bit of it. A little bit of it.
Okay. I believe Jalen Carter was playing that week right before he stopped playing for a month.
He had the shoulders.
The shoulders to the point where they said he couldn't even do a push-up. And he was trying to stop the run. So he's going to be in much better shape, you would imagine, this time when they play. If yesterday was about can we go to – if you guys don't think they could go to Chicago and win –
I didn't
just,
say that.
Well, I think a lot of people out there – well, but that's what everyone's talking about, right? What did yesterday –
can we get past this game first?
I think so. I'm not guaranteeing it.
I already guaranteed a win.
Are we sure?
I guarantee to win.
On the Monday, am I sure? No, I'm not sure.
Am.
Kyle's guaranteeing a win.
Kyle got a whole lot
Are
of
Are you sure they're going to win this game?
Yeah, I don't got to play. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Am I sure?
Yeah, no, you're not. The hesitation told me all I need.
No, because I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure. Because I already picked him. I picked Go Birds. I said go Philly.
So what?
Just because you recorded something and said Go Birds doesn't mean anything.
How dare you? I didn't record that. That was live.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Pull the curtain back around here.
How dare you?
Just got exposed, yep. Douglas.
No, I think they'll win. Do I think it's going to be close? Yes. I think that we're going to leave the link with we're going to be sweating a little
bit.
Yeah,
I can see.
It's going to be a little warm.
Of course we're going to be sweating.
It's going to be a little warm out there, too. It's going to be a little sweat. A little sweat off that brow. It's going to be a little sweat.
It's going
to
be
sweat. But we're going to win. We're going to advance. And then we'll probably go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be nervous again.
I can't believe you're scared of the Bears.
I am not scared of the Bears.
You are.
But here's the reality of where we are. Okay. How many points do you think we're going to score this weekend? Don't give me that bird pie in the sky stuff.
24.
I got 24.
Okay, 24 points. Against a team that's averaging, what, they were averaging like 30-some points a game?
They were averaging 25, I think.
They were on a heater for about six weeks before this past year.
But with Purdy, it might be different.
Yeah, yeah. So
but I don't care.
I'll take that. I'll take 24-17 all
25.7 points per game for the season for the Niners.
I'll take 25-17 all day. I'll take that.
Yeah, we all, again, that's
but,
good.
But this is, from what we've seen from this offense, it's not going to be smooth. There's going to be times where this offense sputters and shakes like an old raggedy car. But as long as we get to the finish line, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, do you see, okay, I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
What quarters do you see us scoring in? First?
Not the third and fourth. We don't seem to do that much. I'm going to say more of the first half.
So this is where the sweat go come in at.
Yeah, they're going to be up.
What, 17, 20 points?
It's going to be 21-10, and they're going to stop scoring for an hour and a half.
Creep, and
we're going to feel like garbage. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll go around the NFL, your phone calls, and we'll take our first look at the full wild card weekend schedule. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.